חסד מתחיל בקדש, אנחנו עושים קידוש. So the Seder begins with קדש. We begin with קידש, as we learn in the Mishnah Berurah right away, קידש. הרבי מאלכסנדר שואל, and Alexander Rebbe asked a great question. הלא כל ההגדה בנויה על השאלות של הילדים. The whole Haggadah is built off of the questions of the Kinderlach. Ma'adua anachnu lo matchilim et ha-seder ima nishtana.
Why
don't we start the Seder with ma nishtana? Why don't we start the Seder od lifnei kiddush? Even before we do kiddush, we should do ma nishtana. Zeh yachol liyot kol kach yafeh. It would be so beautiful. First the children would ask, what's different about this night? And then we would tell them about the four cups. And we'd say, so let's start with the first cup, Kiddush.
Yay.
But instead we do Kiddush, and then we go ask about Kiddush. Why don't we start with the questions? But the Mishnah stresses, madgish degish. V'chan ha-ben shoel aviv, and here the boy asks his father, rak acharei kiddush v'halach ma'aniyah, only after we do kiddush. And then we ask the questions. So that's the question of the Halakha Alexander Rebbe. Why must we start with kiddush? Why not start with the four questions and then go into kiddush? So what do you guys think?
Because it's Shabbos.
Because it's Shabbos? It's always Shabbos, but I don't know what that means.
So we have to make Kiddush.
But okay, it's kind of like Shabbos, so we have to immediately do Kiddush. It's true. Okay.
No, this particular one is Shabbos.
Yeah, okay.
But even on Shabbos, we do Shalom Aleichem and Neish Yischai. It's a good answer, but, you know, sometimes we allow for a little bit of stall time. So what would be the big deal if we did, you know, four questions, then we went to Kiddush?
Well, they didn't say anything strange yet. We didn't even start the Seder yet, so there's nothing to ask.
Oh.
I mean, it has to be like a genuine question. If it's just a prep, something that they didn't school.
Ask about something
that's actually true.
So I think on a pshat level, that's a very good answer. That there's nothing to ask if we haven't done kiddush yet. So we want to do something that's just strange, and then they'll ask the questions. Good, very good answer. What else? Any other answers?
Maybe kiddush is the answer to last year's question.
Ooh.
And it's the end. It's the summation of last year's questions you had, and now you're starting the new questions.
Beautiful. So you can say something a little different, but I like the way you phrase it. It's very nice.
Like, all those things are different because, like, we're a
nation. So that's where Mamish, where he's going. That's exactly where he's going. Good. Beautiful, beautiful. So this is one of those questions where I feel like probably the question's more for the answer. It's a little bit of a setup. And that happens sometimes with Hasidic Rebbes. We'll forgive them because the answer is really good and sweet. So it's worth it.
In fact, the whole Seder is just set up like that. Is it totally. Questions which are set up for the answer?
Oh, totally. And that's pretty much all of Judaism.
It's very meta.
That's what Hashem does. It's really all of life. It's a setup. It's all a setup. Give out. We like
you guys set up the table, you know?
In a good way.
In a good way. In a beautiful way. So let's listen to it. It's probably my favorite Torah in the book. This one that we're learning right now. Mm-hmm. Happens to be also whatever I'm learning is my favorite book. But this one's Mamish, my favorite one. V'zoi Mamish HaTorah Hachi Metukah Min Alexander. It's Mamish, the sweetest Torah of Alexander. Hadavar Harishon Inu Lishol Sheilot. The first thing is not to ask questions. We'll get there. We're going to talk about questions. Zot Lo Atchala, but that's not the beginning. Hadavar Harishon Hu Shata Tzarich Liot Mechubar. You need to be connected. L'mashu Shu Amok Yoter Mesheilot. Something that's deeper than Shiloh's, like Ezra is teaching us. Kokach amok, so deep. La'achar shata mechubar l'mashu shu me'ever. When you're connected to something which is beyond, az ata yechol lish'ol she'elot. Then ask all the questions in the world. But if you're asking before you're connected, then who asks questions when you're not connected? That's Amalek. That's Safek. That's Purim. That's the Tikkun of Purim. That's when you're asking questions from a place of, you know, you're not actually, you don't want the answer. Yeah. You're just asking the question to
stall or to sidetrack.
Or to express your anger.
Yeah.
Like Rav Shlomo, you have to ask it for Simcha. First, you have to like, be in a place of Simcha. There's a crazy connection. Reminds me to Rav Aaron's story he always tells.
Yeah.
Goes to his Rav and he asks him, like, should I stay in Yeshiva or should I go teach? And the rabbi said, yeshiva. And then he lets out apparently like And then he's like, oh, what's wrong? Like, why are you making that face? And then Aaron's like, well, like, I'm not really like so happy in yeshiva. And he's like, so why are you asking, Shilas? First be happy. Because if you weren't happy, you should have said something.
Oh.
First get happy before you ask the question.
And then be connected.
Then ask the question.
Oh, wow.
Happiness.
Such a deep Torah. I was just literally listening for like a lot of YouTube videos about this, told you guys about it, about this way to come to decisions. And basically the answer that Linda Pransky gives in this inside-out psychology is don't try to answer the question. First get happy. Get really happy. And then wait. When you're in a good space, when you're in a neutral, happy state of mind, the answers will come naturally. You'll have clarity. But don't try to force it because you'll just be forcing your brain upon... You know the answer deep inside, basically. So if you look
just
deep
inside... opening up the channel.
Opening up the channel. And there's different types of questions. By the way, you reminded me of a story that happened with me when I was in Shana Aleph. So I've always had a lot of questions. Like, a lot of questions. And also, like, you know, Lomdish questions on Rashi. Like, when I was growing up, I'd write, like, 100 questions on the Parsha just to, like, momish, like, ask any question I could think of. For fun, but I also had real questions, like real, like, you know, burning, blazing questions, especially in yeshiva. I thought I would come into yeshiva and solve all of my problems. You know, like, I knew I wanted to be a rabbi, but I had all these questions because I knew so much because I was reading all these books and I was confused. So I remember one day I, like, wrote a whole book full of questions and I presented it to my rabbi in yeshiva. And I said, here, take this. Can you answer all these questions? He just like laughed at me. He's like, come on. And I remember like at the end of the year, I didn't have most of my questions answered, but I felt like the questions didn't matter so much anymore.
Yes, that's the difference.
Because I felt so connected and in love with my Yiddishkeit. You know, when I became a Rav Shlomo Chassid and I got into singing and dancing at the Kotel and my Yiddishkeit, like, I always loved Torah, learning Torah, but now I had the emotional element too. And I was like, so, it's not that the answers went away, but they just didn't bother me as much.
Sometimes people ask questions because they want to make excuses.
Yeah.
But once you're in the right spot, then you don't have excuses, those questions doesn't matter.
Exactly. And the same thing with love. You know, you can have questions about a relationship, but when you're really in love, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can build a question as an answer. Even if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, you know, exactly. There is an answer, but we may not be privy to that answer because we have emunah and we have faith, you know. Or sometimes there is no answer, but I don't care. I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't even care.
Because you're content. You are.
Because I'm happy. Yeah. Yeah, so it's really important to understand where our questions are coming from. The exact same question could be a question of, like, you know,
real reason behind the question. What are you actually asking?
Yeah, you have to look inside because most of the time our intellectual questions are coming from an emotional place. We've got to look deep inside and ask yourself, where's our question coming from? And the answer really is first connect yourself to holiness, and then many of the questions will go away. This is my number one Torah for my yeshiva students. I tell them, ask any question. I want to give you any, but really, first connect yourself to Kedusha. First give Judaism a chance. Go into the mikvah. Daven, do it, bodedut, learn. Daven, karabach at the kotel. Then come back and after you've immersed yourself in Torah and ask every question in the world, but first get connected to Kedusha.
Because the heart will follow the hand.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Do the act, do the mitzvah.
Exactly, and then
wait until you feel right to do it. Do it.
Right. Except it's a little hard because sometimes people are so turned off that they don't want to.
But just do it.
Just do it. Exactly. Just do it.
Nike.
Exactly. So that's what Shlomo is saying now. So that's the Kiddush before the questions. Kaddish, umamish lefnei hakol. Kiddush is before everything. Kaddish. And of course, by the way, Shlomo is talking to the 60s generation who has all these questions and are all like going off the derech, and he's telling them, first taste. Tamu uru kitov. Taste. Kadesh umamash or Ein Sof. Kadesh is mamash, the light of the Ein Sof. Kol ha-seder kvar kalul b'kadesh. All of the seder is already in Kadesh. B'kdushas yom tov ha-miuchedet shireh d'toleinu. And the holiness that's coming down to us at this moment. Boto alayla, at that night. V'efshar mamash lelecha l'ibud v'chen dafka achar kid. And then there's so much light, we can go crazy. So then dafka after the Kadesh, Kedei lasok tzat seder to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit. It's too much light here. Kedei lohorid et hakedusha hanora azot leolam, to bring this holiness down to the world. L'toch kelim, to vessels. Terech lishol shelot. Then we need to ask questions. The questions, after we've tasted the kedusha, are actually the vessels that help us receive the ore. It's so beautiful because, like, you know, when someone asks a question, then they're ready to receive the answer. A lot of times when I'm teaching, I feel like I'm just like talking, but if they haven't asked, like, I feel like there's nowhere for it to go. So, like, the best is when someone actually genuinely asks, and then you can, like, give it over to them. You know, so the questions prepare.
Let's prompt the questions.
Yeah, that's exactly. A real teacher. We'll get them to actually be curious and actually care. And then when they ask that question, then you can actually give them answers. But if they haven't asked the question, then there's no vessels. So in the night of the Seder, our first job is to get them to ask questions. That's why, by the way, halachically, there's such a stress, like Yitzi was saying before,